Time to go to Qatar, and Mossy is there. Mossy, good evening to you.
Good morning to you, Mido, and Loz, and everyone. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. What have you got, your desert dinner or something?
We're just on the way back into Doha from the desert. We had a wonderful official function tonight with FA and local dignitaries and the family, friends and fans. So it was a really good coming together 24 hours before our Socceroos hit the pitch against France. And yeah, wonderful mood, wonderful vibe in the group. And I know in camp, the players and coaching staff are ready to go as well.
Yeah, I know you're close to it, Mossy, but what about, you know, a lot of people come and, you know, travel overseas to watch the World Cup. Obviously, the vibe in the Australian camp is good, but what about, you know, other supporters from around the world? What's the vibe like in Doha?
Mate, it's a carnival atmosphere, Loz, and I really mean that. Like, you know, we went down to the local spice markets earlier today, and just all the different countries are there in their colours. The drums are beating, the horns are blowing. The mood is just one of celebration, really, and a lot of the teams haven't played yet. Obviously, there's been a few games this afternoon, and I'm just coming to terms with those results. I've been out of range, so I wasn't able to watch them. But really, you know, it's just a wonderful blend of different cultures. Everyone's passionate about the game in their country. And I couldn't be more privileged to be caught up in that vibe and be a part of it all as a fan, really.
Moss, it seems like there's a quiet confidence for the Aussies against the French, and I think we're all probably hoping that they're a little bit underdone and take this Australian team for granted. Is that the feeling over there?
Yeah, it really is, Clarkey. We heard tonight from John Cosmina, Socceroo legend, of course, and you know, he was one of the guest speakers at the function. He said, and I spoke to him privately after his talk as well, and he said, "I honestly believe we're a chance of jagging a win." And they were his words. I know he wouldn't mind me quoting them to you guys. But yeah, because I think we're capable of definitely getting a draw. And of course, we're all hoping for a win. But he honestly believes the way we're going to set up, he thinks we can jag the win. And, you know, speaking to Arnie earlier tonight as well, and knowing how he's going to set up tactically, and, you know, just getting some private insights from him, it fills me with confidence. I honestly think we're up for this one, and we're not, you know, pound for pound and player for player, we're not better than them. But as a unit and the mentality of our side, I really think we've got a chance in this one.
Are you also basing on the fact, Mossy, that you know, the French have a few injury concerns and a couple of their big names aren't in the squad, and they started, you know, a little bit slow at the last one?
Yeah, I think that's a point, Loz, isn't it? But, you know, they've lost some key personnel, and including the World Player of the Year, Benzema, just a couple of days ago, and obviously we've lost Martin Boyle, which is a bit of a leveller because he is a fantastic player for us. But historically, France have started slowly in big tournaments. Historically, the champions of the World Cup don't back up well in the next tournament. So, you know, you just hope the stars align for us. But I know, having spoken to Arnie, that the camp has gone perfectly to plan. Aside from the Boyle injury, of course, you know, that's one thing that hasn't gone to plan, but the zero distractions where they are at the Aspire Academy. Timmy Carroll's been in camp with them. He's been giving inspiration as well. And they haven't been amongst the, you know, the hype of it all. They've sort of been preparing privately with no distractions, absolute 100% focus. And I know the final training session tonight, just a couple of hours ago, went really well as well. So preparation's done. It's now down to the players to execute on game day.
How's it been heat-wise? You talk about their prep and, I guess, in recovery and things like that, Mossy, because we spoke a lot, obviously, about air-conditioned stadiums to play, but not the same for training. So how have they gone with that?
Well, it's actually dropped the temperature. As soon as I got off the plane, Clarkie, dropped about 6 degrees. So okay. It's actually been a really comfortable 29, even lower. It's been around 26 some days. But the heat, it's only during the middle part of the day, 12 till about 3, where it's really quite warm. Mm. And none of the teams have been training at that time. Most of the teams train you know, around 6 o'clock at night. So, yeah, I don't think that factor that we all thought would be a factor is there anymore. So okay. I think all the teams are full of energy. We saw England tonight, and obviously I didn't see the game, but 6-2, and from what I hear from those who did watch it, they were full of running and played very, very well. So, yeah, I think all the ingredients are there for some really good games at this World Cup.
Okay, so you've spoken to Arnie and you've got some insights into the tactics you're going to go with. So, you know, I'm sure we don't want to divulge, obviously, but Mossy, what about an X Factor player or two? Who are the players? Because we need goals. Let's face it, this has been the issue for the Socceroos in World Cups since 2014, since we scored our last goal in open play. Who's the player or two that you expect to make the difference and potentially eke out a stunning result?
So you're basically asking me who's going to replace Timmy Cahill?
well, just the person who can give us that lift, that moment.
Yeah, that's right. No, look, I honestly believe there's a few. I think Jason Cummings, you know, will get his chance at some point. And he's got some swagger and personality about him. This stage will not bother him at all. We know that he can score. He's played at a very good level overseas before he came to Australia, and he's produced in the A-League. Qual, I still think he's capable of doing something off the bench, but I think the tried and tested will be Matt Leckie. He's been to World Cups before. He's at the back end of his career. He's in great physical and mental shape. I think he's capable of popping up and scoring a couple, and don't write off set pieces. Aaron Moy, Craig Goodwin are both capable of finding the back of the net, and I think set pieces in a game like France against the world champions, set pieces will be critical, either scoring direct from a set piece or the delivery into the danger areas for the likes of Harry Suter to get on the end of.
I know you didn't see the games today, Mossy, but the results, England winning 6-2 against Iran, Netherlands 2-0 against Senegal, no surprises there?
No, I don't think so. Well, I mean, the magnitude of the score in the England game, I think, was a bit of a surprise. I don't think anyone would have tipped them to go and score six in their opening game. But I think the surprise in that one is that Harry Kane didn't score of six goals. And he's tipped as the favourite for the Golden Boot for the tournament. But that's a cracking start for Gareth Southgate and the England squad. And the Netherlands will be happy because I think they scored their two goals reasonably late. So to get away with a first up win will do their confidence a world of good as well.
Yeah, and just reading online here, a lot of people are talking about the strength of England and their bench being able to put on the likes of Rashford, Foden and Grealish. Is that a strength of theirs that you see?
Definitely, Loz, because I said a couple of weeks ago my concern with England was that they were still too reliant on Harry Kane, and they've gone and showed in their first game that they don't need Harry Kane to score goals. So that's definitely a step in the right direction for them. And you know, given their disappointment of losing the final of Euros, you know, they'll be hell-bent on making sure that they can get another crack at a major title in this one. And, you know, they're certainly not the bookies' favourites, but if they can handle the conditions, and that was the one thing that was sort of against the England team was the heat and the humidity over here. But given that that's not such a major factor, it probably weighs in their favour as well. So they're off to a great start.
All right, Mossy, give us a correct score and maybe a goal scorer either side.
Well, I'm going to go with 1-1, and I'm going to tip Leckie to score for the Socceroos. I really think he's going to get off to a flyer. I just think he's going to, you know, cometh the hour, cometh the man. I think he's going to stand up for us. So 1-1, Leckie to score for Australia. If you really want a French scorer, I'll give you Mbappe.
Okay. Mbappe and Leckie, 1-1, says Mossy for our opener. What an occasion it's going to be, Mossy. Enjoy. And we'll chat on Thursday.
I can't wait. Yeah, I'm going to come to you straight after the game, apparently.
Oh, okay, tomorrow. So, beautiful. Oh, even better.
That's if I've got a voice. That's if I've got a voice left.
Well, cheer him home, Ossie.
Will do, Loz. Thanks, Clarkie. Thanks, Milo.
Thanks,
everybody. Tomorrow, buddy.